You're listening to a Radio 191 FM podcast.
Of course, I was talking up this next corridor quite a lot. We have Vida on the line. We're coming in to talk about their new debut EP, Aquatopia Alien. What is going on here? My technical abilities might be running low on me. Can you hear me, Vida?
I can.
Fantastic.
I can hear you, and that's all I need.
No, fair enough. I don't know what happened. I saw in the corner of my eye when I was announcing this intro, or introing you, that my camera was going insane. It looked very scary.
It was exciting, yeah. It had a touch of horror that we'd been discussing before.
Exactly. It does have a touch of horror. Totally, totally. Are you coming to us live from Tamaki Makaurau?
I am. I'm live from my flat in Greyland.
Cool. That's John Campbell's neighborhood, I've heard.
Oh, true. I didn't know. I've never seen him around, but I'm going to have to look out for him at the local cafes now.
Mm-hmm. Keep your eye out. He's a national hero, national treasure, I say.
He is. Totally. And he's a man about town, so surely we'll bump into each other.
What does man about town mean? Like extroverted, outgoing?
I suppose, I guess it's extroverted. It's just like, gets down with the community.
Oh, yeah, okay.
And
okay.
I think John Campbell does.
I reckon he does. Enough chat about him, though. More chat about you. How's your morning going? How's Auckland going?
It's pretty beautiful. I've been swimming a lot, soaking up the sun, reading, listening to records. I mean, I can't complain. We've had a lot of kind of weird weather. It's been, like, quite tantrumy. How's Dunnet's?
Dunnet's is very overcast. Super overcast. Mm. It's nothing special. Yeah, but it was sunny earlier in the week, but I think we have a different sun entirely because there's like an ozone hole over Dunedin.
That's why we're
a bit different down here. But anyway, let's get talking about the EP. It's called Aquatopia Alien. I want to know, what does the water park Aquatopia mean to you? Are you referencing that at all with your EP title?
Well, I mean, not the park specifically, but I'm obsessed with water.
Okay.
And internal hydration systems, and I'm obsessed with space.
Mm.
And like the idea of being an alien. So I kind of just combined it all. I'm also a huge Outcast fan, so it was like, grew up on Stankonia and...
Yeah.
You know, so yeah. It's a little nod to that.
I was thinking, because Outkast have so many songs where it's like kind of like a bunch of words jumbled together. Like Southern Playalistic had like music, like that.
Totally. And yeah. So does Prince. And I'm a huge Prince fan. Like Prince has a track called Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
Mm.
It's a great funk track.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
It's just fun to make new words.
True. Do you think we'll be going to the Aquatopia water park anytime soon?
I mean, I really should. If someone wants to fund me to go to the Aquatopia Alien water park, then yeah, I'm there.
We'll see if we can get a boosted campaign going.
Yeah.
I saw on your Instagram that you got Bootsy Collins to plug your EP release party back in December through what I assume was Cameo. Were the works of Parliament and Funkadelic pretty influential for you growing up?
Yeah, massively. So I grew up on like a lot of like 70s funk and soul and Stevie Wonder and Ray Charles, and then later like Funkadelic and George Clinton and Fela Kuti as well, Afrobeat. Mm. But yeah, also just the ethos of like being funky and being sweaty in the studio and that contributing to the quality of sound. I'm about that.
Nice. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, you do seem... Yeah, okay, this speaks to the hydration system thing again.
Yes.
Sweating
and singing and laughing and crying are all part of it, I think.
Totally. I was playing some Parliament, Funkadelic, and War earlier in the week, and I was thinking they're kind of like a trifecta of that decade, I reckon, eh?
Yeah, I mean, absolute legends. Obviously, Bootsy is king too.
Mm-hmm.
It was a great concert. My mate was actually going to do it for my B-Day, get Bootsy Collins to do a shout-out.
Oh.
I've got to give credit to Grace Pulley because she was like, oh, I was going to give you this B-Day present, but I think it would be a great announcement.
Totally.
And it was, in true Bootsy fashion.
Very much so. The new EP centres exclusively on your alien other self, Takavi, is that how you pronounce it?
Yeah.
Who has a huge arrowhead-looking, like, head. Do they ever get a sore neck because the top part of their head is gigantic?
Yeah, a hella sore neck, especially when we shot the music video, because there was a lot of dance sequence and also kind of bridge pose upside down dance sequence. So yeah, they do get a sore head. Unfortunately, I haven't found like an alien masseuse yet, but I think I'm going to have to work on that.
If there would be one in the country, it'd probably be in Auckland. So I think you're in the right city for it.
Yeah, I think I'm in the right spot.
You have a deep and immense love for sci-fi as a genre, it seems. Does this transcend all mediums of media, like books, movies, TV shows? Or is it more of a certain kind of medium? And what would be your favourite sci-fi text?
Ooh, I'm a huge Octavia Butler fan, so I think... I think her Parable of the Sower series would probably be my favourite text. And in terms of if it transforms media, I think I just love sci-fi as a potential to kind of imagine new realities and play in that space, and especially the interaction of sci-fi and live performance. Like, you can all practice a different way of being together. So that's, yeah, it's like sci-fi works, but also like sci-fi as a methodology and like imaginative practice is what I love.
I think it's the first track on here, How Gay the Space Age Is. It reminds me of an old Facebook meme group I was part of called like Gay Space Age Communism or something.
Amazing. Oh my God, I want to see this Facebook group.
Yeah. Yeah, it was fantastic. It was basically like Star Trek, right? I mean, that's... Yeah.
I mean, my brother actually read me Star Wars when I was born, so I think it was fresh out the womb, the sci-fi plug.
FOTW, my friend. FOTW. The track "Embrace Your Failure" on here begins very quietly with this very ominous sound, kind of leering from left to right in the headphones, with Takavi's subdued vocals urging the listener to embrace failure before the track becomes super percussive. How do you embrace your failures?
Yeah, well, I suppose I wrote that song because that's something I'm learning to do. And I think is like an ongoing kind of learning for a lot of people. But I'm just trying to practice. I mean, funk is a way I do it. You know, I love funk as a metaphor for embracing your failure, because it's like the stankier the better. Like, shit is great fertilizer for new things to grow. Mm-hmm. So I think just becoming conscious of like the way my failures and kind of flops have informed my growth. Mm-hmm. And celebrating them both as best I can. Mm-hmm. And celebrating them in my community, too. Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. I think a really important thing of failure is not to develop a sense of shame, because I think you can identify, you can create an identity around shame, which leads to a lot of self-hatred, which I read something recently about how self-hatred is just so narcissistic.
Yeah, I really agree. I think there's been like an interesting development in kind of spiritual texts. And do you know Bell Hooks?
I've heard of her, and she does a lot of it's kind of racially.
Yeah.
Like, in racial spaces, yeah.
Racism, but also discusses like love ethics and interplay of those things. But she talks about how it can be like a deeply narcissistic thing to center your spiritual growth, which I think embracing your failure kind of helps you not to do. You become more open to the world and open to possibilities when you're able to accept like being perfect.
The thing about the love ethics and bell hooks just reminded me of a song by a Dunedin house duo called Nothing But a Freak, where they sample a speech by, is it Angela Davis, the political?
Yes.
Where she's talking about how instead of, you got to fight the man, but you've also got to love your woman. It's kind of, yeah.
Straight up, personal is political.
Yeah, totally. With this EP, Takavi crosses many a genre, but they mostly inhabit a sort of experimental jazz sound, and I think the more linear jazz moments line up on the story of Takavi, Monkey Mind, and Just Know, whereas a lot of the other sound here is more kind of experimental electronica with a mix of ambient in there as well. Has this been your ball game for a while?
I'm kind of like not a genre gal. So I don't really know what has been my ball game. I mean, I started in theatre, and then I'm kind of just making music the way I made theatre. So I think whatever sound it lands in is just like, it's not a coincidence, because it's what I've been brought up on, but it's constantly changing. And I have no idea what ball game the next project will be in. We'll see.
Could be cricket.
Yeah.
In an interview with Bad Apple and a few other places, I noticed some patterns. We speak a lot about the power of performance and spreading love and manifesting, quote-unquote, radical kinship. Besides, I guess, the self-expression innate in all art, if you see yourself in your music as a kind of means to that end, how does that impact your artistic ego and what you want to get from your music?
That's a great question. Well, I think it just means I'm definitely thinking about process as much as I'm thinking about like the finished product and how to kind of like weave in a holistic codpupper throughout, and that the music is doing for me what I hope that it would be doing for the listener. So like really listening to my own I suppose my own joy and letting that kind of navigate the process. And when I'm working with other people, finding that like shared place of like aliveness in the work.
Mm-hmm.
And I hope that that translates when you listen to it, but you never really know. So all you can do is it feel good for you and hope it feel good for other people. You know?
I think if you feel good in the process, you can kind of, you can definitely hear it in the product, so to speak.
Yeah.
Everything
yeah.
is everything. Which is a really good quote I like. I keep thinking about a lot more. Yeah, everything is everything. Anyway,
Who said that? Who said that? Everything is everything.
I think I heard it on a Lil Ugly Mane song. If you're familiar with Lil Ugly Mane, they're a very bizarre experimental hip hop artist. They're very cool.
Cool.
Yeah.
Check it out.
Sure do. Aruna, thank you for coming on the program this morning, Vita. It's been lovely chatting with you. I do want to know, have you got any shows you want to plug? And, you know, what are you working on at the moment? Will Takavi be coming back for another round?
Yes. I mean, I'm definitely going to line up some shows. None booked yet. So if anyone wants to book me, book me. But what I'm going to be working on is I'm working on a remix album, EP rather, and this year I'm also writing and recording my first album, so those things are in the works.
Awesome. Is the remix EP of Aquatopia Alien?
It is indeed.
Oh, yep. Sick.
Yeah, so there'll be a bunch of different DJs, kind of a different DJ for every track.
Man. Very exciting. Do you have a particular kind of DJ sound in mind, or are you just like, these are some really good DJs who I think would do a great job of making their own thing with my thing?
There's a little range, but definitely more kind of hip-hop focused, I think.
Oh, interesting. Not like a house or EDM. It's hard to make it's hard to make EDM from that, to be honest.
Yeah, I think it's a little tricky, but you know, you never know what will come out of the work.
Never know, indeed. We'll have to wait and see what happens with that. But I really want to thank you again for your time and coming on this morning. Thank you very much. Have a great day.
You too. I really enjoyed our chat.
Awesome. Likewise. Ka kite. All right, folks. That was Vida. We're chatting about their debut EP, Aquatopia Alien. We're going to play Monkey Mind from their EP. And then at 10 o'clock, Mr. Finn Andrews from The Vales is coming on to talk about their new track, Mortal Wound. Take care. I'll see you soon.
Now I'm saying hi.
That was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.